Welcome back to Kiara Nation, Cooking with Cleavage. Go ahead and take a listen. It's Better Watch Them. Cooking Or presents Cooking with Cleavage. Falafel, Jalisco. This is a dish that's Middle Eastern and south of the border. This is the part where I do a little dance number. www.kiaranation.com/cookingwithcleavage. Music in my head is just making it really hard for me to be able to make words.
Cooking.
Welcome back to Cooking with Cleavage. Even though I just said that. Okay, so here on Cooking with Cleavage, we cook with what we have. Okay? So don't expect no fancy shit around here because I got this. So you guys can see, I got this from the dollar store. And we're gonna mix the. Let me tell you the little story. So I was sitting up there going, I'm feeling a little orient, and then guess who comes over? My friend, and she's got her dashiki and all that other stuff on.
It wasn't a dashiki; it's a hijab.
And she's looking kind of sexy there. So. We did a little photo shoot. Can I show our little photo shoot?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to show it in the editing room.
This is the photo shoot part. She had a little photo shoot. And she has her hijab on. I'm gonna call this one the molester shoot because I look like I'm molesting her.
Anyways, so we did all this, you know, shooting and stuff, and I'm like, you know, while we were taking pictures, I'm like, I wonder what falafel would taste like if I fried it with the ground beef, because we can't do pork because people might come over and try to hijack. Look, I'm not showing the thing, but it's grass-fed beef. Sometimes they get a little high, but the cows are okay. All right? These are the ingredients. You like my cleavage? Do you like my cleavage? Do you like my cleavage?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, back to were we cooking? Or were we liking my cleavage? Which of the two are we doing? Both?
Yeah.
Girl! I got a friend here. Oh, I was just telling you about her. We might just bring her up in a minute. But wait, let me tell you the story again. Okay, so as I was saying, I have no pita. So I'm going to use corn tortillas.
So I'm holding up a package of flour tortillas, calling it corn.
This is going to be the international dish of the year. You ain't never seen international. You seen international because you ain't never seen flour tortilla on a grass-fed indica cow with olive oil, coriander. Did you know that I didn't know coriander because it says on the box, coriander, fresh coriander. And I'm in the store and I'm like, hey, where's the coriander? And everybody's like, I'm like, coriander. And it was cilantro. I felt really stupid. Anyways, we're going to use that instead of pita bread. Okay? And it will be complemented by some rice. Okay, let's begin the show.
I'm shaking my titties now.
That's not going to work, is it? Okay,
so I'm trying to bounce my tits as I cook the whole time.
I'm going to do this throughout the show. See how that works. Okay, so it says pour in the packet of falafels.
I added it in a slow motion shake tit.
I'm going to do this throughout the show. That I pour the whole thing in. The one thing with this experiment is that I'm going to add a little more flavor because it says you use the falafel mix. And since I'm adding meat to it, it's going to take away from the flavor. So I'm going to add a little chicken bouillon. Chicken bouillon. Okay. And the coriander. Cilantro in Jalisco. Ay, 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 ay! Cilantro! You have to do that to your food because it gives it the sense of, because it's like South America and the Middle East coming together. And we must, you know, give it a little life. And you know, that energy you put into the food, and you know, so you want to give it a welcome. Ay, ay, ay! Orale! 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 Okay, so now the food's going to be okay. Now, we're going to add the beef. Okay? We're going to add the beef to the mix. The grass-fed beef. Okay? Okay. Here we go. Okay. So, we're going to go ahead and add the coriander. And I'm going to add just a little bit of chives, green onions, into it for a different kind of taste. This is all experimental, impromptu. So, I'm going to wash my hands again and add some garlic paste. I don't really measure. I just put what I think is there. That's enough. All right. I'm going to wash my hands again. And we're going to mix it up. Okay, you guys think it's a joke, but it's not a joke. Your energy makes the difference in how your food tastes. The energy you put into it. The love you put into it. That's why if you go someplace and they don't like what they're doing, you can taste it in the food. Mm-hmm. You can absolutely taste it in the food. It's all about energy. We are all energy. my darling friend here was telling me to take this thing off, and I was just letting her know that I got a little bit of chunky chunk up there that you guys saw last time, and I want you guys to tell me with or without a little thing covering it. Let me know. Not embarrassed. I love my body and all that, but I also know it sells, and I'm here also to make sure that you guys buy my videos, become members, go to my OnlyFans, go to my many movies and all the other places, or just buy it straight from my website. Remember, I'm on Anchor Podcast as well. The show's not there, but Cooking Cleavage isn't there, but my other show, Kiara Nation Sex Culture 2045, the vlog talk show, is on there, and I'll be having vlogs pretty soon. Okay, I know there's some of you out there that got food cleavage, food fetishes, and I know you'd love to see this on me, but that's not my fetish, and I don't want meat on me. So use your imagination, or we can have a custom made video just for you. Cost you a lot, but it's the price you pay when you want me to put dead grass fed food on my chest. So we're gonna let this sit here for 10 minutes. Actually, it's supposed to be 20 minutes, but we're going to go 10 minutes, and we'll be right back. Okay, so we're going to set up the rice. Now, we would usually just want to boil it. I'm going to do it a little Mexican style, or not even Mexican style, Spanish rice style with a little twist. So this is how my mom taught me to open the garlic. And for some of you who practice earth magic, if you want to keep negativity and bring evil out of your home, you should save these and then burn them like you would burn incense. That keeps... That's earth magic. Okay, so I'm going to chop these of onions. You know, if you run the onions over, which I didn't do, but if you run them over some warm water, then you won't get eye burn. But I kind of want eye burn because it also cleans out your eyes. It's really good for your eyes. If you had pink eye, in home remedy, you know, I'm not a doctor again, but home remedies from back home. And mosquitia, lemon juice, and onion juice, and you put it on your eye for pink eye, and it completely eats the bacteria and refreshes your eyes after the initial burn. Okay. So the onions in your eyes are actually really good for you to clean out your eyes. It on high. The back burner is going to be the rice. I'm going to stir fry the rice. I'm going to fry it first, and then I'm going to go ahead and boil it, put it into the boiling water for it to cook. Our falafel, ground beef, grass-fed concoction there is almost ready. No, this is avocado oil. This one. And just a drop for the falafel and, that's a little more than a drop, but for the falafel and ground beef, because the falafel will stick. So you gotta keep that in mind. While the ground beef has its own oil, but its own oil is not gonna actually, and this is good for the iron pot too. So there, we took out the excess oil. Alright, everything I cook here on Kiara Nation on Cooking with Cleavage is full of very tasty, and sometimes it can be very, very not recommended by nutritionists or for diet, but it's really tasty, and it's good to do it once in a while. or if your diet allows it. So that's my disclaimer. Other than that, my shit is delicious. Okay. So let's come back here. I have a small kitchen, as you can tell, but it doesn't matter. Cooking is cooking wherever you cook. We're going to let them get really clear. And once they start stinking, you smell them, that's when they're ready. And then we're going to add 2 cups of rice into these little patties. Make sure that the pan is really hot because, like I said, the falafels will stick until the ground beef starts letting out some of that fat. With ground beef, you don't want lean. You don't want it too lean because it's the fat that gives it the flavor. Like I said, it's going to stick. Huh? I almost thought I made a mistake, but I didn't. Okay. Stir fry. You can either add salt and pepper or I add bouillon to everything. Because I'm a bouillon type of girl. Bouillon. You know, this the simple taste of bouillon. I love the bouillon. Bouillon. Was my friend when we lived in Paris. It's me and bouillon. Bouillon? Chicken. Oh, bouillon. Chicken. Oh, wait. Invisible man is here. Shh. Bouillon. Between you and me. Okay? I love you. Shh. I'm not crazy. Alright, so we want this rice to fry a little bit. We want it to be crunchy and kind of brown, a little bit brown, before we stick it in there. Okay, once it starts boiling, we're going to turn it down. But this isn't ready yet. To be put in there. Okay, you want to check your falafels to see if they're ready. Just kind of cut it on the inside like you do a cake. Just put your spatula or whatever on the inside and you can see that it's not ready yet. Okay. Actually, add a little more oil next time. This is an experiment. We're all in it together. That's what the guy said when he murdered, and then he had his friends over. He's like, if I go down, you go down. That was on IGTV. And he's like, we're all in this together. And he's the one that murdered, not them. And then they were like, oh, okay, well, cool. Let's go do the body parts. And let's take all these body parts and put them somewhere else. And I'll take them to Oregon. And then you take the other body part to Canada, okay? Because we're all in this together. But he did it. I don't get people that get stuck in criminal actions like that. It's like, okay, you weren't even there. Go tell somebody, okay? Go tell somebody. No, you're not snitching, but fuck, you want to be in jail because you collaborated with somebody over some dead person. I don't even know where that came from. Oh, yeah, because I was watching IDTV. Don't watch IDTV and go to sleep. Because you start having ID dreams. Then you find yourself in a murder mystery and you're like, huh? That's me. My son says I'm morbid. He's like, Mom, why are you always watching this morbid shit? And I'm like, look, I didn't even know what the word morbid was till he brought it up. I was like, I'm what? And he's like, you're morbid. I'm like, oh my God, he's a college student. He knows words. And I'm like, I don't know nothing, but I do know how to make you happy. Ooh, me so honey, me love you long time, long time, long time.
Look at my booty.
Ooh, oh, so booty, it's so booty, it's so booty, oh, so booty, oh, oh.
I don't know how to twerk.
Oh. See, and when you do stuff like that, your food feels it. And your food gets excited. And then when it goes in your mouth, it's excited. So remember, when you're in your kitchen, get all sexy. Okay, Hans? Get all sexy. And be like, oh, me so honey. Oops. I forgot to add the rice. Some of this rice might be a little too. See? Why you guys let me act a fool like that? I'm trying to cook. Alright, that's enough for one person. You know, the guy behind the camera. You eat all of these. I'm not eating none for nobody else. Right? Man behind the camera. So I should make more, right? Because these are all for you, right? Alright. He never talks. He wants to, like, be part of the show, but then he don't want to talk. No, no, he's too good for some of us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He don't want to be associated with the cooking class, with the cooking hub. Is that true? You son of a bitch, you get no patties. I'm gonna add a little more oil. I was just being oil conscious. Now I'm gonna add the real oil, right? And we're gonna be unconscious and we're gonna have some good food. Because when you get too conscious, your food's tasty. Well, God made you make spices, right? God didn't actually make the spices because you're like his slave or her slave.
Got it.
See, I told you once I do one thing, I can't do it again because it's impromptu. Oh, now you decide to talk because you want to use some of my film on your stuff? Don't be telling me what to do. This is my show.
Bless me.
You guys, I also put a little more clothes on because my mom said she wants to watch the show. She's a reverend. I wonder how the other reverends feel. They're like, you let your daughter do whatever she wants. And she'd be like, I can't stop her. She's an adult. But I ain't gonna not love her. Thank you very much. Y'all should take some lessons from Reverend her. I don't know if she wants me to say her name. But she loves me. She loves me. And she didn't love me long time because that would be incest. No, she loved me just not long time, like all the time.
Alright, so we're back to the frying board here. I think I'm supposed to put a cover on that. And where are all my covers? That's why I put everything up here, because I don't like digging for stuff. Especially when you're in a small kitchen. If you look at my kitchen, that's why I hammered everything, because then you can get the stuff. Because when you're in a tiny little cramped space like that, and you gotta be digging and stuff, it's just like, nah, I don't dig. I don't dig, but in my nose. But we won't talk about that. We'll talk about that in another show when we're in the living room. Or maybe even in the bathroom. Okay? Good. But nobody wants to hear about... Oh, shut up. That's not what I meant to do. That goes there. And then we turn it down. We let it simmer. You know. Like, after that wonderful orgasm. And then you start to... simmer. Say, hey, back over here. Eat it. Meat is almost ready to eat. Where's our plan?
Speaking, and I bet you these are going to taste way better than the first one.
Right?
See how beautiful they are now? I'm just gonna be, I got a feeling I'm gonna like this.
You like falafel?
Yeah.
Good. I got a feeling we're gonna like this because they look pretty good.
Really delicious.
Yeah, and then I added meat to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I was talking shit about non-fat milk. I mean non-fat hamburger, and I got that. So that's why I had to add the oil. Because, yeah, because I fucked up and didn't read the ingredients. Okay, while those are cooking, I'm going to open, come back over here, camera guy. Shy Mr. Shane chip camera guy. I'm going to get the canned hummus and make my own kind of hummus. Where's that strong man? I'm so weak. I'm female weak. I did it all by myself. Okay. That's my crazy bitch laugh. You should see my real laugh. But I'm not in there right now because right now I'm like this one. Don't be fucking with me, okay? Don't fuck with me because you will see the hope. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. No, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, and then the titties will pop out and be like, and I get like these gigantic titties and I'll be like, oh. And then milk comes out of them, and I'd be like, "Psha, da na na na, and oh, back to cooking. All right, so hummus. No good food is ever good without the hummus. I'm going to add the hummus here. It's white hummus, okay? Because we don't want that brown shit in here, okay? Oh, hell to the no. Not here. Because this is KKH headquarters. Ku Klux hummus. Headquarters. And we don't use nothing brown or black. Only white hummus, goddammit. Stop!
God damn it.
Motherfucker. See? I don't want to wear this robe no more because now I grabbed and hold of something and now it made a mess. I'm not happy. I'm not happy! Okay, I'm happy again. We gotta move on. You know, we can't just let disappointment. You know, in every life you have some trouble. Over here, cameraman. Because you are concentrating too much on that food. Okay? This is the cooking with cleavage show. Not cooking with food show. I mean, food is involved. But what about my cleavage? What about my cleavage? In every life, as I was saying, in every life you have some trouble, right? But when you worry, you make it double. So please don't worry and just be happy and then whistle and shit. Excuse me. Okay, so can we come back over here to white hummus? So I'm gonna add olive oil to the Anglo-Saxon hummus. That's funny how we put color on everything. That's too funny for me.
I think I added way too much.
I'm gonna add a little bit of lemon.
Put a lemon in it. I mean, where's the knife at? I need a knife. Some kind of knife. Oh, there we go.
All those knives in front of me, and I'm like, where's the knife at? No peripheral vision. You know, my grandfather was Japanese. He was a sumo. I don't think he would have liked me. I was in the zone. Okay, and then I'm gonna add black pepper to the hummus. And just a little more olive oil. Remember, it's just a little bit of the other stuff. It's not a little bit of olive oil, it's quite a bit of olive oil, but it's okay. That's about 3 or 4. You want to come taste? Because I don't like tasting, I like to smell it. Yeah?
Really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to taste one of these? Or like a little piece? Tell me how that came out.
That's super good.
Okay, cool.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
That's good. Oh my God. Wow. That is amazing.
Thank you.
You did that.
All right, and our rice is done. Oh my goodness, the rice is done. All right, if we wanted bread, we were gonna use the Jalisco Mexico. Ay, 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 ay. Flour tortilla instead of. Pita bread. I gotta come up with another one. I like. I gotta meet a little bit. Pita bread. I gotta come up with another one. Habibi. Habibi. You tell me something. Habibi. I'm Habibi.
I'm Habibi. Habibi.
I'm so Habibi right now. Aren't you Habibi? Yeah. Well, it's almost time to eat, guys. I hope you enjoyed this session of Cooking with Cleavage. And welcome, come back and see us when we will be cooking with more cleavage. I'm going to do another dance number, this time with my titties out. And you're going to enjoy it because I said so. And you can only see this on Kiara Nation. KiaraNation.com. C-K-I-A-R-A. Period. Nation. Oops, nope. I fucked that up. Just KiaraNation.com because that's the way I am. Thank you.